Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm you have called me to this passage, and I'll
Glory to God. Hallelujah. We just thank the Lord for this opportunity to be with you all tonight. Amen. And we thank you and welcome you to the Eagles Flight Line. Amen. You made the call. Strong. Amen. So we thank God for what he's about to share with us tonight. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, God. We give you praise, give you honor, and glory. This is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for this opportunity that you give us to us right now. In Jesus' name, show yourself strong, Lord God, and we bless you, Lord God, in all heavens and earth. We thank you, Lord God, for the opportunity that you've given to us tonight. And we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, God, as you pour out your presence tonight, Lord God. Let us even hear and let's do what you've said, Lord God, even according to your word, as we apply your word to our lives. Lord, thank you for the progress of the change, the movement in the spirit, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for even the power to the power to get relief, to be broken forth and broken loose into a new place, you, Lord God. And we thank you right now for your anointing, Lord God, that destroys every yoke in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for your faithfulness and the truth of your word, that your word shall never be put to shame. Your word shall never pass away. But we thank you, Lord God, that your word shall have the final say. Your word shall do exactly what you have it to do. In Jesus' name, it shall be the beginning, shall be the middle, even shall be the end. Lord, thank you for that right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your word, even with precision and preciseness tonight, Lord God. Thank you for allowing your word to find each and every one of us, wherever we are tonight, Lord God. You know where we are. And thank you, Lord God, for your word finding us right there. In Jesus' name, so Lord God, show yourself strong tonight, and we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for the release of this word tonight. Thank you, Lord God, for even preparing our hearts, Lord God, that not only for the preparation of our hearts, even for our mind and our spirit to be open. And thank you, Lord God, for us to hear what the Spirit of the Lord, that we should also be mindful to put in place and even activate our feet, even as you called us to, Lord God. You told us that the just shall live by his faith. And thank you as we live by our faith tonight, Lord God, as we apply the word of God to our faith, that we shall see the results, see the promises of God, which are yea and amen, Lord God. We thank you for it to come to pass right now in the name of Jesus, God. Help us, Lord God, to even be delivered from ourselves, Lord. Help us, Lord God, to be able to say no to the things that you have us to say no to, and to be strong, Lord God, and embrace those things you would have us to embrace. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the purpose and plan for our lives, Lord God. Truly, Lord, no matter what the enemy tries to do, Lord God, it has no bearings on our future of what you called us to do. You would not change your mind according to your word, and even for our life, Lord God. So thank you for you allow us to endure, allow us to stand, allow us to even throw back punches, Lord God, and even hit back in Jesus' name. So Lord, thank you for the empowering. Thank you for leading it and directing our path, Lord God, as we go forth in your mighty arms, Lord God. Thank you for keeping us in the right place with your right standing in Jesus' name. So, Lord, thank you for the covenant relationship with you, Lord God, that we should continue to stay in that place with you, Lord God, no matter what happens, no matter what circumstances the situation may come, but we should remain focused and dedicated to you, Lord God. We would not allow anything to pull our attention and push themselves in front of you, Lord God. We choose to worship you, our spirit, soul, and body, and we thank you, Lord God, that will not change, Lord God. You alone. So, Lord, thank you for the favor, Lord God. Thank you for your heart, your mind, Lord God. Be share with us through your word, and thank you for the truth that shall also outstand anything that comes this way. So, Father, thank you, Lord God, that your word is true and every man a lie. And we thank you, Lord God, for building us up for such a time as this, that we shall truly embrace your presence right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, amen. So welcome. Amen. Tonight we will be with part four of Amen, Lord, Build Me Again. And this, and we're going to continue. Well, it's going to be a slight, it's going to be like a two-part. We're going to continue in where we started in last week. But then we're also going to shift to the other part that we're going to talk about, you know, amen, overcoming silent frustrations, amen. There are times that we have little private battles that some people may know about, some people may not know about. some things that are just picking on you, that's picking your heart and messing with your mind, that leads to frustration, leads to anguish. You know, I mean, you just really go through and kind of go through silently about it. You don't, everyone doesn't know about these different challenges you're facing. But even in the process of rebuilding again, we have to be able to look at our past and see it as our past. We have to be able to see it for what it is and not let it become what it wants to become. Okay, what I'm saying is this. Some of us have gone through some defeats in some areas where we didn't do as good as we thought we was going to do. Well, downright, we just flat bombed it. Okay. If we don't put those things in the right place and we deal with those issues, those circumstances, situations, it becomes an opportunity for something that we don't want to happen. Okay, as we go a little closer, we think about the Word of God. Okay, we think about some things the Word of God tells us we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, okay? And that's the Word of God we trust. We believe that in everything. But we also still have to apply faith. See, even though the Scripture says what it says, and God's Word is true, we still have to apply the right thing to it. Now, if we apply fear to offend Scripture, it's not going to work. If we apply, it's going to work. God's hand is going to move on our behalf. See, we can't place anything with it that's going to be a contradiction and we expect it to work. You can't put fear, doubt, unbelief. You can't mix that with that and come up with faith. You have to, we have to see for what it is. So getting back to that, so you had a situation that happened and kids, we don't be what it is, and our faith, should have been someplace to where we should have been able to handle it. It should have been no problem. Well, that thing has become a thorn in your side, not only a thorn in your side, a thorn in your flesh, is really working on you because what it started off is not that now. Why? Because we have overlooked it, we've ignored it, and we have let it become, we have fester up and become a monster. There's something to start off one way, but it changes and progresses as we do not deal with it. When you talk about rebuilding, you talk about Nehemiah and the wall, we're looking at them, they could have had so many different reasons of holding their head down. We lost to a battle, initial battle, we lost, to the other nation, and it came and just had their way with us. I should have done this, I should have done that, we could have done this, we could have done that. None of that matters. Because it didn't happen. Sometimes we waste more time on the things that's already passed or the things that we can't do anything about rather than working on the solution. See, when building up, we cannot look back on our past and look at it unhealthy. We cannot look at our trials and tribulations in an unhealthy way and still prosper. We can look at our trials and tribulations and say, oh, man, I'm tired of going through this and that, at the same time, but we shouldn't stop. Because once we stop and we give up, now we open a can of worms for a whole bunch of other stuff that we don't want to deal with. So, looking at that, knowing that it's important because people are going to bring up your past, Satan's going to bring up your past, even your mind is going to bring up your past. And if you don't know how to deal with that, it will whip you and whip you and whip you again. Constantly. Torture. From the hearts of people. From the enemy, the devil himself. He's going to cause some stuff. He's going to cause stuff to always be brought to you in a kind of crazy way. He's going to always escalate. And then, of course, once again, we can't, people are going to do it. the enemy's going to do it, and even our own mind can do it. Well, that's why we need the mind of Christ. Take on these things. When we talk about having the mind of Christ, this is what helps us to prevent us from going down one-way streets trying to expect the results. You know, we're off because we want to believe one thing and it's really another. Sometimes we can be so sold out to the wrong thing. So sold out to the wrong thing that we find ourselves putting ourselves in harm's way or danger because we're too blind to see what's going on. All right, okay, all right. So as we move on, now I'm going to, I started sharing 10 points last week. I want to quickly go back to that because those are some very important 10 points that we want to bring back to you. And then we will fast forward back into where we're starting tonight. Okay. Amen. Let's get ready to look at those points. Amen. And yeah, we're going to go ahead into that. So I also want to say, too, you know, that's why fasting and praying is good for us. You know, sometimes, you know, it's just hard in the flesh because we don't want to do, but at the same time, we have to kill this flesh, you know, in the sense of overriding it to where it's now submitting to your spirit. It's necessary because if we don't do that, we will find ourselves doing the things that we don't or we shouldn't do. It's very easy to do something wrong. It takes much more to do the right thing. Can I get an amen right there, church? Amen. So, yes. So as we look at those 10 points, 10 PowerPoints, I want to bring to you. Okay. The first, number one, okay. Okay, 10 power points. Points of power. Points of power. Number one, in the process of rebuilding, while we're talking about rebuilding, we're talking about God rebuilding you, replenishing you, and making you ready or making you whole again. Okay? Now, he says, spend time properly with what you are about to bring forth. With the bring, show, and release public. Spend time quietly with what you are about to bring, show, and release public. So there's some things that you might be about to mention on Facebook that you're about to go to college. You want to go to start school again. You want to achieve some great things, and that's the medical field you want to get into. Okay, so you make your statement, and all of a sudden, 50 different people who may like it or not, they start beginning, the negative comments come along saying, oh, you're too young to go, you're too old to go to school, and you can't do it, but you move out the way, and this, and they begin to attack what you spoke. Spend time quietly with that which you're about to release, because, see, when it all said and done, no matter if you have 50 people who like it or 50 people who are hating it, if it's good to you, then it's good to you. Don't let anyone or anything deter you from what you believe. Live by your own convictions. You know, and that's very important because we allow people to change our mind too often. And the Lord has dealt with your heart, and he's told you to do this thing that way and to do this here, and all of a sudden you share it with one person, and they'll be like, nah, I don't make no sense. Why do that? Why this and that, this and that? And they don't want this happening. They begin to say their opinion, which everyone's tired of their own opinion, but when it comes down to doing the thing that God called you to do, do not move from which you stand. You stand still and see God's salvation. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Okay, number two. We're moving on. Amen. Number two is spend time properly Okay, spending time privately helps you to overcome public and personal attacks. It helps you to overcome personal attacks. So even more so, some people begin to come at you funny. They're saying, you ain't all that because you didn't do this or you did this and you did it. They start to read you your life or tell you your life. It's up to you to sit there and take that in and hear them, or you can shut it down and say, don't speak another word to me. If you're not in agreement with what God has called me to do or told me to do, then don't speak against it. It's up to you to do that. Amen. So that's a very important part. Spending time privately helps you to overcome public, personal, and public attacks. When you have these different people coming at you, your taxes, all kind of stuff, you know, it's going to be aggravating. You know, amen. So, okay, the next one, number three, praying through the burden helps you to become a fortified city or strong enough to carry out the assignment. Your warfare is your workout. Let me say it again. Your warfare is your workout. You know, if certain things didn't happen, some people just not right hit the weight room. Some people think they're fine just the way it is. So when it comes down to that, you got to know that God is with you. You got to know that God is going to help you do the impossible. Don't be intimidated by your surroundings, who surrounds you or who's by you. That don't make sense. You know, that's not a concern of God. It should be a concern of us because, you know, it's when it comes down to it, when your purpose and plan, these calls, you know, for you to accomplish in life, that's his thoughts and process. That's his thoughts and process towards you. He has not changed his mind about you. He has not changed his mind about me. He has not changed his mind about us. We're going to be exactly who he says we're going to be. When are we going to be? So I encourage you, don't let anything stop you from doing what you've been doing or no one else. Because sometimes people try to live their life through us. And that's another thing. So as you stand your ground, just know that the Lord is going to provide. He's going to come through on our behalf. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Amen. But we're going to stand our ground and speak back life. So, I mean, that's another exciting part, speaking life. Because sometimes, a lot of times, we're living out what we've spoken. Sometimes we're living out what we accepted. So we have to be mindful of even when our connections are right, you know, make sure that it's healthy for us. Make sure it's come to the right place. I mean, all of these different things, you know, and so even as far as identifying, tell who, you know, who's picking who up, or whatever the case may be. But we have to make the necessary adjustments in order to guard our hearts. Because, you know, women, you know, someone go crazy, you know, this dude begin to do stuff, it can be an epidemic real fast. So, we come back to this again. Okay, so, point number four means, or it says, never abandon your current assignment because of an emotional moment, say so. Okay, let me read it again. Never abandon your current assignment out of or because of an emotional moment. Stay sober. Amen. Because, you know, sometimes people, as soon as they do a deal with the pastor and everything is good, until he has to chastise them to feel personal, then nothing lifts. You know, we can't be like that and expect God to bless us. Thank you, Lord. Okay, so now as we go to the next number five, Great, great, great. All right, number five says, the end of number four says, stay sober-minded. This is very important. I can't leave that part off. It says, never abandon your current assignment out of or because of an emotional moment. Stay focused. Sometimes we get too deep with certain things or certain people, and now it has changed the whole game. You're not even looking for them anymore. You know, you could be just all involved with the wrong things, but it could be good too. But the fact of the matter is, everything you need is already in you to be successful. You just take the right opportunity to bring forth a preciseness and a peace that when you play, you do, whatever you do, that people should know that you're there. No doubt. Amen. So, once again, he says, never abandon your current assignment out of or because an emotional moment. Stay focused. See, because sometimes when we wallowing and feeling bad for ourselves, there's other opportunities we come in and open, going forth. And we can't get stuck on that one. Number five says, remember this, intercession allows you to enter in before session. Intercession allows you to enter in session before session. Then he goes on to say, remember, this intercession allows you to enter in before session. True insight and oversight comes from that place or this place, whichever you put it, this place or that place. That place that brings forth intercession. It's very important for us to remember. As we stand our ground, as you know, as in the place of intercession, there's gonna be all kinds of different range of emotions that people, you know, operate totally different, whatever the case may be. But we have to be mindful just to stay and do what we have to do. We have to stay focused and not allow ourselves to drift off. Amen. Drifting off can cause a crash. Drifting off can cause you to fall off the cliff. You know, we want to make sure that we stay forward, going forward. Amen. Amen. So let me go a little further. Then give you the verse number six says, share God's heart with whom only He says. For they too is a part of the plan. Watch God use the king to supply the vision and also give us access. Amen. Now the only thing is that we should already have that accomplished. Amen. But as we go forth, amen, so once again, remember, share God's heart with those whom those only, he says, for they too is a part of the plan. Watch God use the king to supply the vision and always give you access. Where that scripture takes us, that paragraph takes us to the other side of the whole. Do we bring it to the other side as we look at it from the standpoint of, and when we do abide and follow the laws, or leadership, whatever you want to look at, there's going to be a fist, and there's going to be a smog. There's going to be a release. See, we have to understand at the appropriate time, the release is necessary. At the unimportant time, it's going to be wasted. Hearts have to be in the right place to receive some hard sayings. And if we don't line up with the Word of God, we can't effectively walk this thing out. So, amen. So, as we continue to walk it out, let's continue to stay close to God's perfect plan. And number seven says, access quietly what God has given inwardly. Assess quietly what God has given, given inwardly. So, whatever the case is, you know, whatever it is that He's placing your heart to do, go back to Him again to really reiterate or whatever the case may be, the questions, whatever. He's going to connect us and have us connected just like that. So as you continue to go forth in your day, remember this. Nothing happens by accident. Nothing happens by accident. This thing is purposed by God. Blood was bought. I mean, blood was shed. That was bought. So as we continue to go forward, and then a couple more left, we'll be finished that part. Okay? Be careful who you allow and connect with you or to you. The wrong connections and attachments will bring the wrong results. It can be as simple as gain, loss, life, or death. Death, win or lose. Let me read that part again. Be careful who you allow and let connect to you, especially in this season. The wrong connections and attachments will bring the wrong results. So we could have. Will bring the wrong results. It can be as simple as gain, loss, life, or death. We think of some people who die of thirst. They're thirsty, and they give whatever they can give just to have it, or they just ask for it. Okay. So when you talk about different things, each thing has a different level of the ingredients that we have in it, but it's all healthy. It's pretty good for the body. You just have to, it just depends on how challenging certain areas are, but you apply and then you can see results. So as we continue to apply God's word to our lives, as I said at the sentence, as we apply God's word to our lives, as we allow the right people, the right connections to attach into our lives. Let me say this. There's a difference in connection versus attachment. Be careful. Who God sends to you will connect to you. There will be a divine connection. The ones who God sent to you. The ones who come to attach to you, that means there's no real security there, because at any time they can unleash themselves and go somewhere else. Some of us had to get that lesson a couple of times. Everyone, and that takes us to the last scripture, or I think the last two. Okay, man, I hope you are definitely understanding that you're catching your brothers. Anyway, I hope you get the best. Okay, going back to, yes. Okay, because the wrong connection and attachments will bring the wrong results. See, we can't let just anyone connect with us, especially in the season, y'all. It can be as simple as gain, loss, life, or death. Win or lose, choose wisely. So it makes it even harder. But there's no chewing there for a while. Number 9, never let vision killers, dream snatchers, and simply haters feelings be of your concern. Okay. Let me say it again. Never let vision killers, dream snatchers, and simply haters. Haters' feelings be of your concern. In other words, don't be so concerned about their feelings. When it comes down to you doing the will of the Father, then there's something legit that you need to take time on and check. Okay, that's a different story. But when it comes down to you actually doing what needs to be done and being focused and being committed and just doing whatever you have to do, that's who we're looking for. That's who we want to take this thing by the horn and do what you call to do. Amen. It's already in you. Let me hear everyone hear me. Everything that you need to be successful is already in you. It's just a matter of cultivating, and adapting to the new you. We have to come in and make sure we sow. Because why? Because if we don't sow, we're going to miss the opportunities. This will be on. This will be us who will do that. So, amen, as we continue to go forward, keep in mind, you know, as we go forward and we deal with stuff, because sometimes some people just don't care. They don't. So, okay, one last one. Let me finish with this. The last one says, everyone was not sent to strengthen you, also but to rather sabotage, okay, let me start from the beginning. Everyone was not sent to strengthen the work of God that he's called you to do, whatever it is he's placing your heart to do. Everyone was not sent to strengthen the work. Vision and prime, vision and bridge of pass. Okay, I'm sorry. That was a mixed up here. Everyone was not sent to strengthen the work, vision, the work or vision, and bring it to pass, but rather sabotage it instead. Listen, there's a divine, there's some assassins. I wouldn't even say divine assassins, but there are some assassins that's out there that wants to defend your character, that wants to bring harm, but this is where you stand strong. I mean, you will stand strong and not give in, but don't let the enemy do what he want to do. Stay encouraged, amen, to continue to fight through, and, you know, wherever you end, just know that God will be with you. So as we continue, as we look at this thing, don't let anyone, don't be so free with everyone. Let them be attached to you or come in. Everyone was not sent to strengthen the work, the vision, and to bring the path, but rather sabotage it. You know, so as we learn from those mistakes, as we learn from those things, we see some things can cost us so much. You may have just one opportunity. And if you don't do it with authority, you're going to lose. And we've seen that and experienced that before, too. So knowing that, knowing this, be encouraged. Know that the Lord has divinely connected us for a reason. And there's so much more. I wish you both an awesome. We want to bless each and every one for calling in tonight, for even hearing these points, and even with the points we're about to go into after this. But as we continue to go into these points, as we go into a different session of it, but understanding everyone is not your friend. Everyone was not sent to help you out. Everyone does not connect to you or attach to you to bring out your good or to help to strengthen those areas you're weak. Friends, true friends, true colleagues, or true people that God has sent you, or true siblings, or whatever it gets to be, He will send them your way to be a blessing to you, to strengthen you, to help you when you're weak. You see, that's what the scripture says. Help those who weak, help them, you know, they'll help bear another brother's burden, Help bearing another brother's or sister's burden is not talking about them. It's you actually helping them, to encourage them, build them up, strengthen them. Everyone doesn't do that. And you have to know and recognize when those people are in your life. If they're not assigned to your life, trust me, some people just, instead of were sent, some people just pick up and went and dropped in. And so we have to be careful, because people, we have to know people by the Spirit. Amen. So, amen, I just want to wrap that there, and we're going to go ahead to the next part. So I just want to touch on, you know, you all know the story about Peter. We're going to look at Matthew 26, starting at verse 31. Matthew 26, starting at verse 31. All right, Matthew 26, 31 through 35. I'm going to say you haven't said amen. If you haven't said amen, amen. Okay. Yes, amen. Who's speaking? Yes, I am before.
Mm-hmm. Is someone talk? Yes, go ahead.
Hello?
I'm on, but I didn't say anything. I'm just listening.
Okay. You must have hit one. Okay, no problem. Okay.
Oh, this is my first time coming on since you've been on again. So this is Sister McKeever from Jacksonville,
okay.
Florida. Thank you.
Okay, God bless you. Thank you for being on. Well, it's good to know you're here. Amen. So just continue definitely to enjoy the rest of the call. Amen. Thank you for being on. We appreciate that.
Thank you.
Okay, all right. No problem. Amen. Let's go to, so once again, Matthew 26, 26 and 31. Okay. So we're going into this one, verse 31. Okay. Then said Jesus unto them, All you shall be offended because of me this night. For it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered abroad. But after I am risen again, I will go before you in Galilee. Peter answered and said unto him, Though all men shall be offended because of thee, will I never be offended. And Jesus said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, that this night before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. Now, Jesus, you know, Peter spoke up well and sounded real good and, you know, sounded like a faithful man. It is all right, he was. But sometimes, now we're talking about the silent frustration. Because sometimes, just because, you know, we feel a certain way, doesn't always mean that we're in that place. And so here it is, Peter spoke. After Jesus said what he said to him, Peter spoke strong and said, No, that surely I would not deny you. I would not be offended by you. Jesus didn't even deal with the offended part. Jesus said, I'm going to tell you, before this night is over with, you will deny me. You're going to straight deny me three times before the cock crows. And you know, I'm sure that Peter just, you know, was like, What? No way. Ain't no way, you know. But sometimes things happen in our lives and we don't realize when they happen, the effects it's going to take on us. Okay, let's go down a little further and let's look at, so as we continue to see this, we see that Peter made a bold, strong statement. And I believe Peter was definitely sincere, no doubt. I believe he was sincere. But he didn't know what he was about to get into. He didn't know what was about to go down. Okay, so after that, of course, they came and got Jesus and everything, and that's when Peter pulled the sword and chopped the man's ear off, and Jesus had to tell him, you know, live by sword, die by it, and he wouldn't heal the man and everything. So let's go to verse 69. And now Peter sat, the same chapter, verse 69, Peter sat without in the palace, and a damsel came unto him, saying, Thou also was with Jesus of Nazareth, of Galilee, But he denied before them all, saying, I know not what thou sayest. And when he was going out of the porch, another maiden said to him, and said to him, and to them that were with them, this fellow was also with Jesus of Nazareth. And again, he denied him with an oath. He said, I promise you, I don't know who this man is. So now he's getting more intense because he's feeling that word. He's feeling the word dealing with him now. Because it started off when he said, you know, the first time, what was it? You were one of them. And he's like, nah, I'm not one of them. He, you know, no, either way. So now he's really trying to convince them that he's not. Because he's thinking, too, well, if they're doing this to Jesus, they're going to lock me up, too. So you understand why he's getting a little nervous here. So he goes on to say, and he denied him with an oath and did not know that man. And after a while came unto him that stood by and said, Peter, surely you also are one of them, and for thy speech betrayed thee. Other words, he been hanging around Jesus so much till he sounded like his disciple. Let me tell you something. When you start hanging around people, that's why you got to be careful who you hang around and be with. You start sounding like them. That's why you hang with people who challenges you to do better and sound to go further, go deeper. You will find yourself being advancing going forward because you're no longer thinking small. You're challenging yourself to go higher, think deeper. You know, you begin to challenge your thinking or even to go to higher heights. That's why the Word of God tells us in Romans chapter 12, verse 1 through 2, be not conformed to this world. Forgive your body, live and sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Our mind makes the difference. You know, our mindset. See, Peter was already being changed by being with Jesus and spending time with Jesus and being his disciple. The man taught him a lot. You know, for three and a half years, Jesus walked with these guys. So he obviously feeding them spiritually until he's looking like them. And this woman said, your speech betrayed thee. You sound like him. You sound his taught ones. A disciple is one who's taught, who's being taught, a student. You've been here. Your teacher is Jesus. Obviously, you hang around him long enough, you will start sounding like him. Okay, so we're going a little further. He goes on, verse 72, says, and again, he denied with the oath. And after a while, he stood by and said to Peter, surely thou art one of them, for thy speech betrayed thee. Then he to curse and to swear, saying, now he's not even just flat going all out now, because he realized the people would know who he is. He been caught. So he's starting to get a little violent. I know not the man. And immediately the cock crowed. So now the cock crowed. And Peter realizes, oh, snap. I just did what Jesus said I was going to do. I just denied him times before the cock crowed. Just imagine the weight. That was on him for the fact that he denied the Lord. When you walk with him, you talk with him, you ate with him, stood with him, he allowed you to stay with him. All of that just to challenge you to go deeper. So here, now we're seeing that Peter, you know, I know it hit him hard when he heard that cock crow, because he knew what happened. No one had to say anything else. He knew what happened. He just got through denying his Lord, whom he loved. He loved the Lord. And so that's why for him to even agree to that, oh my God, it's crazy. But if anyone have a comment or question at this time, you're welcome to hit 1-347-945-5416, 347-945-5416, press 1 in the cue box, amen, and bring you on. Amen. So now Peter has to deal with the weight, the frustration of what he just did, he just said. Now he has to live with the fact that he denied the Lord. Now if his denial of the Lord, where does that leave him in his heart? Where does that leave him walking with Jesus? Is he still a student? Is he still enrolled in school the 12th? Is he still legally able to walk with Jesus after denying him? Amen. So as we go move on side forward, and we're going to see, let's go to, I think it's, hold on a second. Then Matthew 20, sorry. Let's go back to 28. Matthew 28, verse 13. Okay. No, that's not the one. Let me see. Hold on 1 second. I thought I wrote down the wrong one. But so now we're going to look at Jesus redeeming Peter, giving him a chance to restore or clean up what he messed up. Let's go to John chapter 21. Amen. John chapter 21. We go to verse 13. Okay, verse 13. So this is after the resurrection, of course, and Jesus is here, and he's talking to Peter and the rest of the guys. I'm going to skip down a little further. Let's go to verse 14. Now, this is now the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples. After that, he was risen from the dead. So when they had died, Jesus said to Simon Peter, the son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? And he said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. And he said unto him, feed my lambs. He said unto him again, the second time, Simon, or Jonas, or Peter, lovest thou me? And he said to him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, feed my sheep. So Jesus is really setting Peter up. And he don't realize, but it's a way of love that he's about to deal with him, but at the same time, he's dealing with him. So he said, you love me? Yeah, I love you, Jesus. You know that. Okay. Okay, feed my sheep. You love me, feed my lambs. You love me? Yeah, Lord, you know. Feed my sheep. Okay, now verse 17. He said unto him the third time, Simon Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because, because he said unto him the third time, lovest thou me? And he said to him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus said to him, feed my sheep. Verily, verily, I say unto you, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself and walk whither thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hands, and another shall gird thee and carry thee whither thou would goest. This spake he, signifying by what death he should glorify God. And when he had spoken these things, he said unto him, follow me. And Peter, turning about, seeing the disciple whom Jesus loved following, which also leaned at his breast at supper, and said to him, Lord, which is he that betrayed thee? Okay, now I'll just stop there for a second. But here I also want to see the point that Jesus used the same thing that he dealt with Peter with the first time. He told him that, you know, Peter spoke of valiantly and strong. Oh, I won't deny, I won't give you offended for you, about you. I won't be offended. But he said before the cock crows, you can deny me three times. And Peter did. And Peter, of course, the devastation behind that, how Peter felt really bad. He felt disappointment, frustrated with that. And I know that he, you know, he kind of moved on, but didn't even really deal with it. And this is how you know that Peter still was dealing with it. Because as Jesus began to have him ask him this question, he's digging. Jesus said, do you love me, Peter? And he said, damn, Lord, you know I love you. You know I do. Feed my lambs. He didn't catch it. The next time, he said, Peter, you love me? Then he said, Lord, you know I do, you know. I love you and I care, you know. He said, you know, feed my lambs. Then he went on to say, but he goes on to tell him to feed the lamb and the lamb. He told him to feed the. Okay, feed the lamb. Then he said, feed my sheep. And then he goes on to say that he said, feed my sheep again. Excuse me, that's what I thought was right. He said, feed my sheep. Now, when he said it the third time, it triggered. Let me say this. Silent frustrations often come upon or come about in our lives when certain triggers happen. Certain things cause things to pop up at a time that we least expect it. And sometimes we find ourselves getting frustrated with something that happened because of a thought, something that someone said because of a thing that took place, and something that did not turn out the way you wanted it to. Frustration has been a tool used by the enemy to stifle your Christian walk. He used tactics to cause you to trip up or miss your mark. Excuse me. He would do things. He would use certain things to cause you to miss your mark, whatever you're aiming for. And when we talk about triggers, these triggers happen to trip you up. They're designed to sabotage you in your walk. They're designed to deflate your joy and cause you to be broken. See, these things the enemy will try and use against you to slow you up. See, he can't do anything with God. Let's just know that he can't do anything with God. But he can really try to cause us to go off the mark for ourselves. So when the enemy gains ground against us, it's not from the ground that, you know, from the Lord. It's the ground that he deals with according to the flesh. And let me say this, we are a tripartite being. We are a spirit, we possess a soul, we live in a body. This is why he will attack your soul and your body first. And when I say that, we're saying because your soul consists of your mind, your will, and emotions. So because of your mind, your will, and emotions, what you're thinking, how you express yourself, how you're feeling, and even your will and your desire to do. That's why sometimes when people get so frustrated, they just do nothing. They just stop. They just stop. They just quit. The word frustrated means to cause someone to feel angry, discouraged, or upset because of not being able to do something. See, Jesus asked Peter that three times to get his heart placed, to deal with him. And because he did that, that now gave him strength. See, when we, as long as we hide from our issues, as long as we hide from our challenges, these will always be a stumbling block put in our way that causes the stumble or fall or something that's held over our head. We have to make sure that we are doing as we ought to when it comes on these children, because the enemy wants them dead, not alive. He wants more and more young people, younger people, to not to make it. And we have to make sure that no matter what, that we're not going to let the enemy steal that from us. He wants to steal your joy. It says to prevent efforts, plans, from succeeding, to keep someone from doing something. It also solves sabotage. The enemy will use situations, things, and people to sabotage you, or to cause things to happen against you. You know, it's a reality that happens today. But the fact of the matter is, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. I hold on to that with all my life, my strength. You know, not saying every day is perfect, but I try to hold on to that because I know God is a healer. He's a redeemer, and he's ready to touch, set us free. So, amen. So, you know, God is ready to show himself strong through us. Be careful because, like I said, silent frustrations will come at a time or come up at a time that you're about to make a great move of faith. You're about to do something right, and you've been doing something right, and he's trying to come and mess that up for you. That's why we can't put our trust in so much in the computers doing this thing and that thing. We still need an element of contact from people. We still need to have that. So, amen. So coming to this point here, silent frustration is quiet, but yet it speaks so loud. It's one of those things to where no matter what you do, it's gonna come. So we have to understand and know that no matter what, God is on our side. All right, so amen. So anyone desire to call, who have a question, comment at this time, the lines are open. Amen. 347-945-5416. 347-945-5416. Amen. So we have to be encouraging and know that no matter what comes our way, we're going to go ahead and we're going to be successful at whatever God has called you to do. And don't let anyone or anything that's from the past, that's even in your present right now, or even threats of your future, hold you back from doing what God's called you to do. People have a problem with your prosperity. We cannot stop because people have a problem with you doing good and you catching on. You moving forward. And people have no idea. You know, you're doing what the fear of the Lord, and that's all that matters. Your public opinion changes. One minute they love you, next minute they won't have nothing to do with you. You know, so that's why it's real talk. I just want you to know that, you know, still in your corner, amen, you know, just because, you know, people will try all kinds of stuff these days. So I want you to just be aware of any hidden danger, anything. So we want you all to be blessed. We want you to take God's word and apply it to your life and watch God work. Let me tell you, silent frustration is going to come. This week I went through some different challenges, and I know it was hot. It was heavy. It was hot. It was just, you know, what it was. When I say hot, that means it really weighed on me, you know. I mean, it was like, I need another shoulder added here because these shoulders are not enough to carry what I have to carry. So as I'm going through the process, doing what I have to do, here it is that as I'm going forward, the Lord is making provision. He's causing things to happen. And he's also strengthened us to be able to go forth and do what needs to be done as well. So, nevertheless, we have some challenges, and it's almost time to pull the plug and just relax. But at the same time, this week was really crazy. And several different times, I was at a point to where I'm like, okay, God, you know, you got to give me an answer, or we just ain't going no further. And somehow he, you know, at the right time, each and every time he'll send something through. Of course, and then the habit is going to save us a few dollars. So, amen. So he will send help. And we just have to make sure that we're asked. We have not because we ask not. So, Lord, thank you for helping us tonight. Amen. Thank you for strengthening us tonight. Thank you for causing our hearts to be burned fire. Amen. So as we continue to go forth, we're going to ask you that you, for anyone who may have a comment, who may have a question, amen, don't be shy, you and family, amen, call in 347-945-5416, 347-945-5416, press 1 to get in the Q box, amen, ask your question, get your comment, amen, and just truly be blessed, amen, thank you, amen, anyone right now? Amen. Amen. But we're going to overcome some frustration. Don't let frustrations of the past, present, and even the future, things you may not know is going to happen or you may not look for it to happen, but because they're building, there's certain things are going to happen. So, truly, I understand the pressure with that because it's ridiculous. But we have to stand firm. We cannot let the enemy win. So, amen. So, as we get ready to go forward, we get ready to release the line. If there's anyone who have a request tonight, as you go, we have a leader left, amen. At this point in time, we want to just open the floor for if there's anyone who have any questions, comments, concerns. Amen. Welcome. Share with us. Amen. Share. We want to hear your voice. Amen. All right. Anyone? Amen. So, once again, we thank God for each and everyone for being on. We're not going to prolong time. Amen. But truly, we want you to definitely be blessed, you know, in the city, in the field. Whatever God wants you to do, you just do it to the best. You know, just do it to the best of your ability. Give your all, give your best to God. Don't hold back on God. Don't hold back because someone hurts you. Let me say this in my closing. There's some leaders right now who have people with great potentials, but because they got church hurt and they realized that was kind of cheesy. But back, you know, as we're making progress, God is doing some new things in the land. But when it comes down to bullying and other things like that, we need to make sure that our voices are heard and make sure that we are making a fuss at the right time with the right things that happen. But continue in the intercession for us for here, for where we are. We need to be covered in the blood and not allow the enemy to persuade us anything different. You are important to God. You are priceless. You are a jewel. You are everything God says that you are. Be encouraged. Don't let anyone take that away from you. Don't let enemy try to wiggle his way in. No. You hold the ground. You hold it down. You hold it down. Amen. Be who God's called you to be. And watch God open things up, you know, in your life. So be encouraged. Amen. I thank God for each and every one. Is there anyone else at this time before we get ready to go? I pray that you all definitely enjoyed the call tonight. I pray that you were blessed by it, amen. We just prayed for you all last week. So, amen. All right. So, once again, thank God for each and every one. We want to just say thank you. Thank you. We really appreciate it. Love you all. God bless. Amen. Bye-bye.